politeness, mannerism, magnetism, eyes of youth inviting.
Dancing by with glancing eyes,
the flush of her exciting.
21 years ago, Broadway applauded a brilliant musical comedy.
While critics raved, 12 road companies of that show toured the globe, delighting millions everywhere.
All over the world, people were humming and singing the hit tune of the show, while the Broadway company broke all records by playing 675 performances.
Several months ago, seated in his Hollywood office, producer-director Herbert Wilcox decided to give the motion picture public a modern version of the finest musical comedy the American stage has known.
After weeks of reading and research, he chose the Broadway success that thrilled millions with the song hits Alice, Blue Gown, Castle of Dreams, and others.
The show that the whole world cannot forget.
Of course, you remember it. If you haven't, you've heard of it.
The lovable, the delightful, the unforgettable Irene.
Uniting the modern magic of Hollywood with the song hits of Harry Tierney and Joe McCarthy and the original stage story by James Montgomery, producer Herbert Wilcox prepared and cast Irene with meticulous care.
Anna Neagle, fresh from her triumphs in Victoria the Great and Nurse Edith Cavell, was chosen to portray the role of the vivacious Irish lassie, Irene.
To many Hollywoodites, this bit of casting seems strange. To take a great dramatic actress and cast her in a gay comedy role.
But Herbert Wilcox remembered Miss Neagle as the singing and dancing star of such stage musicals as Wake Up and Dream and Stand Up and Sing.
To co-star with Miss Neagle, the producer selected the dashing, colorful young leading man, Ray Milland.
And with a cast of Irene rounded out with such screen favorites as Roland Young,
Mae Robeson,
Alan Marshall,
Billy Burke,
Arthur Treacher,
Doris Nolan,
Marsha Hunt,
and Stuart Robertson.
The picture started in production at the RKO Radio Studios under full steam.
The last problem to be solved was the proper rendition of the songs that had become American classics. Producer Wilcox promptly stepped into the field of radio and chose the best singing voices obtainable. Listen while Rudy Valley's former feminine trio, the three debutantes, give a new version of an old favorite, Castle of Dreams.
There's a castle in our dreams where we place our hopes and all our fancies, where the light of romance sings. And sweethearts come a-wooing under your window, cooing me behind. Our worldly schemes climb the stairway to the castle of dreams. Finding
that Irene needed a brand new type of song in one of its production numbers, the producer immediately wired the songwriters of Irene, Harry Tierney and Joe McCarthy. Composing with the same brilliance that already had created many of the nation's top tunes, Tierney and McCarthy wrote a new number for the picture called You've Got Me Out on a Limb. And here it is in special arrangement by the RKO Symphonic Dance Orchestra. Almost everybody who has listened to a radio has heard the haunting melodies of Alice Bluegown. Written 21 years ago, it has remained a popular classic ballad during all these years. Deciding to make this tune the main feature number of his picture, producer Wilcox garnered all the resources of Hollywood to make this one of the greatest production numbers of all time. Photographed entirely in dazzling Technicolor and wearing her Alice Blue gown, Anna Neagle sings,
"My sweet little Alice Blue gown. When I first wandered down into town, I was both proud and shy as I felt every eye. And in every shop window, I'd prim passing by. Then in manner or fashion, I'd frown. And the world seemed to smile all around as a treasure I'll store it. I'll always adore it, my sweet little Alice Bluegown."
But while tunes may remain popular forever, each generation has its own way of interpretation. For the youngsters today, it's swing. And for swing enthusiasts, here is Benny Goodman's great vocalist, Martha Tilton. Little Martha with the hot voice as she steps up Alice Blue Gown in its 1940 version.
Oh, what a gal, she's the talk of the town. Little bit of lipstick in a pose, $1 million worth of clothes. Debutantes all hiding stellar. She just walks away with all the fellers. Park high on Park Avenue. The upper crust, she's just turned upside down. Oh, she's good to her ma, but she still gets around in her sweet little old-fashioned hand-me-down, in her sweet little Alice Blue gown. Well, she put it on, burns them up, turns the world upside down. In her sweet, cute and neat, in her sweet little Alice Blue gown.
Harlem!
Bluegown has remained the tune of several decades. Irene was the song of the 1919 Broadway success. When people were naming babies and streets after the fair Irish Colleen Irene, the boys who sing the song in the 1940 picture were mere youngsters. Today they are known as Paul Whiteman's former King's Men. And here's the way they interpret the new Irene.
Irene,
little bit of salt and sweetness. Irene, a dainty slip of rare completeness. Mannerism, magnetism, eyes of youth inviting.
Dancing by with glancing eye,
the flush of her exciting. Irene,
the sort who captures hearts to charm them.
Careful, better beware. Now she's here, now she's there, followed by her set. Up she goes, down she goes, everybody's pet. Near or far, there you are, captured in the net of tippity witch Irene O'Dare.
Irene has emerged from the cutting rooms of the RKO radio studios in Hollywood as a novel and brilliant type of screen entertainment.
Producer Wilcox, taking the original and delightful story of the Broadway record-breaking success, has added touches that make Irene a 1940 motion picture milestone.
Starring Anna Neagle and Ray Milland, with the top-notch comedians Roland Young, Mae Robeson, Arthur Treacher, and Billy Burke, Irene is one of the merriest, most tuneful screen comedies of the past 10 years. To see the gayest picture of the year, see Irene.